So make sure you're positioned in a comfortable, stable, symmetrical position. And begin by scanning the body. Notice roughly how you feel, how relaxed or tense you are, using a 0 to 100 scale. 100 represents as tense as you ever get, 0 as calm as you ever get, 50 roughly average for you on a typical day. Guess, assess, estimate roughly where you are on that 100 complete tension to 0 complete relaxation scale. We'll get better, more experienced at using this as we learn the sequence of the autogenics. Now, feet, ankle joints, notice how these areas feel and begin to release them. Begin to relax. Same with the calves, the knee joints, thigh muscles. Relax. Relax. If not a lot seems to happen, that's quite normal at this stage. Imagine it happening. Imagine how the legs might feel if the muscles were loosening more, if the muscles were softening and relaxing more. Feel that the legs can release and become more comfortable. Lead with the imagination. Gradually, muscles and nerves will learn to follow the lead of your mind. That's a large part of what the skill is all about. And up through the pelvis to the waist, the front of the body, stomach and chest, they can feel like they calm more, relax more, release more. Drop the shoulders. Let the shoulders sink down a little away from the ears on each side. Relax. Relax. Down the arms. Down to the elbows, the forearms, the hands, the fingers. This initial scan through the body is just to begin the process of releasing. Remember, you remain in charge throughout. You're the boss. What I say is just a collection of words. You're the one who can learn to make it useful, learn to make it count. So release to the fingers. And the back, up the spine, up the back, shoulder blades and shoulders again, neck and back of the head. Feel that you can release over the crown of the head to the forehead, to the eyes, to the face. Imagine these areas relaxing. becoming more comfortable, becoming more peaceful. And then focus your attention into the right upper arm. Those muscles in the upper right arm, begin to allow them to relax more, unwind more, release more. Again, lead with the imagination if it helps. Imagine a softening. Imagine a releasing to the elbow. Relax. Right arm heavy into the forearm. Relax. Right arm heavy. And the hand and the fingers. Right arm heavy. Remember, throughout the autogenics, as we learn the full sequence, the actual sensations are of very secondary importance. What matters is releasing, relaxing, letting go, and the focus, feeling into the area that you're releasing, allowing distractions, thoughts, memories, plans, all of that stuff, unimportant just now, letting it just float by. Our task, our challenge, our learning is underneath all of that distraction. Let the right arm go. And the left arm. Left arm heavy. Left arm heavy. Release the left arm more. Upper arm, down to the elbow joint, soften and relax the muscles of the forearm, left arm heavy, remember you're in charge, your muscles, your nerves, notice where you hold on. Realize you have the choice to keep holding tight or to begin to stop doing that, to soften and release with all the benefits that that can bring physically, emotionally, mentally. Moving into that relaxation, rest and recovery response. Left arm heavy. Both arms heavy. Both arms heavy. Let go. Let go and release down the arms. All the way down and out through the tips of the fingers. Both arms heavy. And remember, if you're ever disturbed doing this exercise, you can just open your eyes and deal with whatever needs dealing with. But it's nicer, if you have the time, to take your time. Release both arms even more. Allow the relaxation to spread spreading throughout the body, throughout the mind, calming and benefiting, calming and helping in a whole series of ways. Good. Estimating roughly where you've got to on that 100 to 0 scale. And then taking your time, move fingers and toes a little, shift position a bit when you're ready to, and then gradually, slowly open your eyes.